Our devotion for today is taken from 1 John chapter 3, verse 14, and he writes, "We know we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren." It's been very difficult for Christians over the weeks past to not be able to congregate together. We miss worshiping with each other. We miss singing hymns and going through the liturgy and being together with many of our friends. It's hard to be separated, and we all understand it's been a necessary thing for our health. But there's a longing inside of Christians to want to be together, and that's a very natural thing. It's been interesting to see how Christians have dealt with this and found different ways to still retain some of this. Maybe it's been through online worship together, or cars gathered in a parking lot and hearing sermons and things preached from a parking lot. Maybe listening to choir singing, posting things on Facebook and various social media. Or video Bible studies. There have been a lot of different ways that Christians have tried to work around our present situation. It's interesting that the images that God uses to describe His church of believers often includes this concept of togetherness. Think about it. A flock of sheep. Okay, Jesus describes us as His sheep. Or stones that are built together in a building that are bound together with the mortar of Christian love. The body of Christ, where He is the head and we are members of His body, united together. So it's natural for Christians to want to congregate and to be together. Years ago, when I was a pastor in Florida, there was a woman who lived way up in northern Canada who had come down to Florida once a year for a few weeks because of her husband's work. She was a Bible-believing Christian, and yet in the very tiny town that she lived in, she said there really were no other Christians. And she loved to come and sit at our church and to meet with me. And it showed this deep longing and craving that Christians have to be together. So congregating together is a natural part of being a Christian. The Holy Spirit, when He gives us faith in Christ, works this bond inside of us, a love for each other, a love for the same Savior, a love for His Word and for His sacraments. It's something that doesn't have to be taught to brand new Christians. It just automatically comes inside of them with the gift of faith. The Bible describes us as one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. So listen to John's words again. We know we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. Think what that's really saying, okay? You and I used to belong to the kingdom of death. But because of this gift of faith inside of us, we now belong to the kingdom of life. By trusting in Christ, we have been transferred over from our citizenship in the kingdom of death to now this kingdom of life. He says, we know we have passed from death to life. Why? Because we love the brethren. Your baptism, the very ceremony that marked your new citizenship into this kingdom of life, Jesus says to us that this is what now makes us part of this kingdom of life. So how do we know we're part of that? Well, when you love and appreciate not only Christ, but fellow believers who love Him as well. A church father once said it like this, "Love of the brethren is the true test whereby we may ascertain who are the true believers." And this love for each other in Christ is something that supersedes even our love for our families. So the Holy Spirit has chosen to give us as believers in our Savior, to give us this as an outward sign of the internal faith that He has worked in our hearts. Amen. Let's have a prayer. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank You for transferring us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light and life. We thank You for giving us this love for each other inside of Your church. And we pray that You would use us to build each other up and edify each other as we look forward to the day when we will all be united with all of Your saints in the mansions above. We pray it all in Christ's name. Amen. May the Lord truly bless your day.